Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Today, I have Carmella.
Hello, boys.
I have Doug.
Hey, what's up?
I have Josh.
Hello.
And I have Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh, we have some new voices, you know, kind of different tones. Tim has kind of a nice deep voice on the air, doesn't he? I'm like, hello.
That was his Marvin Gaye voice.
He's going to give Ben a run for his money.
He might. We'll have Ben and Tim. That almost rhymes. We'll have Ben and Tim do a little sing off, maybe.
Ben and Tim do not almost rhyme.
You're right. The middle sound is the same. There's a word for that. I don't know what it is.
It's called not rhyming.
Yeah, just to clarify, they're also not the same sound.
Eh and eh. All right, fine. You're right.
I realize fogs are very confusing.
So this bodes well for you guys. He doesn't even know what rhyming is.
Yes, we're in good shape.
I hope category one is rhyming.
Okay, so now Doug, Josh, and Tim, I guarantee I'll forget somebody's name while we're doing the show, not because I don't know your names, but because it's hard to remember the darn things. So you guys, we're friends outside of the show. We're in the same fantasy football leagues. In fact, you guys were so kind as to bring my trophy back to me into its normal resting place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your name is not on this trophy for being the 2015 champion.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you put that last part in because my name's all over that trophy.
Well, I looked. It's like 3 out of 20.
In fact, that trophy has touched parts of my body that you'd be interested in.
I did tell him that you used it as a mic stand once.
I have used it as a mic stand. You're right.
That would explain the smell.
So what did we say we were going to talk about? I've already forgotten. We said we were going to talk.
Marvel movies.
That's right. We wanted to talk about. So you guys have all seen Civil War.
That's correct. Because we're true Marvel fans.
I actually took some time. And last night, before you guys showed up today, I watched Winter Soldier.
Oh, finally.
Finally. It was free on my television.
Oh.
The magical box on my wall brought it forth to me, and I said, please, play. I thought it was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah. That's probably one of the best ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It has to be, doesn't it?
There's a lot of good Marvel movies. There's a lot of Thor 2. Pretty mediocre.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers 1, and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
And maybe the first Iron Man.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Those probably the best five, you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, you guys have seen Civil War. Carmella and I haven't.
Nope.
I'd rank that in the top five.
Absolutely.
So, what slips out of the top five to fit Civil War into it?
Probably Ant-Man, just because it's, you know, I mean, it's good, but it's not like, it's just more of a comedy, so it's
more of a niche kind of character.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't take out Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, I couldn't take out Iron Man.
To be fair, Ant-Man was one of the best parts of the movie.
Yes, I thought Ant-Man was a great movie.
Ant-Man was one of the great parts of Civil War.
So, spoiler alert: Ant-Man's in it.
It's funny, in the posters, you can't tell if he's the closest character to you or the furthest away because he's small.
Wait, let's talk about the five worst Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Oh, that's a good call.
Thor 2.
Iron Man 2 and 3.
2 is atrocious.
2 and 3? I didn't see 3, I'm assuming.
2 is worse.
2 is the worst of them all.
The worst.
Opinion. Oh, yeah.
Does Spider-Man movies count?
No.
No, that's not Marvel Cinematic
Spider-Man
Universe.
3 was as bad as a movie can get.
Yeah.
You're like emo Spider-Man?
I don't like it when the villains are just pointless in a movie. It's like, this movie doesn't even need to happen.
Right, one of the best Spider-Man villains of all time, Venom. They have him for 5 minutes to get his butt whooped.
And then pointless.
He dies.
Right. Oh, so sad. What? So true Marvel Cinematic
Thor
stuff.
Thor 2,
yeah, definitely.
Iron Man 2.
Age of Ultron was not my favorite.
It wasn't my favorite either.
Josh made a great point how basically every Avengers movie is just them fighting mindless automatons at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
well, there's only been two, but yes, both of them.
Yes, but we're just the hope for the next movie is that it won't be just mindless automatons. But I'm sure Thanos has tons of automatons just answering his beck and call.
You want to know why? Because he likes to say the word automaton.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to ring a bell every time Doug says the word automaton.
I'm going to try to sneak it in. So we just watch for it in about 20 minutes.
The first 10 minutes of the Avengers 2 Age of Ultron, I couldn't stand. Where they're setting up all the set piece posterization shots. Everybody's flying through the air at the same time. And it's all childish, terrible.
Like the Michael Bay. Language.
Yes. What did I say?
You don't remember the first 10 minutes of Age of Ultron, do you?
Oh, no, now I do. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that was terrible. Then there were moments that were okay, but mostly, yeah, I'd put it in the bottom five.
Well, the problem is, yeah, I mean, now that I said five.
I think you run out, though. There's only like three or four really bad ones.
No, I mean.
That's true.
What do you rate the Hulk?
Well, Ed Norton Hulk?
Which Hulk? Yeah.
All of them are at the bottom.
Yeah, I put the Hulk. I mean, right, because there's not that many, so I'd put the Ed Norton Hulk in the bottom five, too.
Definitely. And the next one they make for the Hulk, it'll be in the bottom, too. The Hulk is just not an interesting character.
Oh. Right, because he's just...
He's boring.
Where True. Would you put Deadpool?
Oh.
I know it would be
It's
in
not
the
Marvel Cinematic Universe, but...
And yeah.
Way up.
Yeah. Way up
like
there.
Top three.
Yeah, no, I'd put it in the top five.
I don't know. You guys have all listened to most of the episodes of the show, if not all of them.
I've listened to all of them.
So you guys know what comes up next, right?
It's time to warm it up, Jonathan.
Oh, that's not how it goes. Good God. I need a new replacement person. It's time to warm it up, Chris.
He's not here.
It doesn't matter. Warm it up, Chris. Warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Warm it up, Chris. That's what I was born into. All right, so today's warmed up Chris question. I have a list from Complex.com. called the 50 most badass video game characters of all time. I have scrolled down to the top 10. I want you to name for me, based on Complex.com, which I assume is a website that has video game type stuff on it, who is in the top 10 list of the most badass video game characters of all time. We will start with Carmella. We'll go around one at a time and see how many of these we can get.
I'm going to go Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
Marcus Fenix from Gears of War. Marcus Fenix, not on the list.
Oh, this list sucks.
You suck. All right, Doug.
Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. Lara. Not on the list.
Wow.
Look at Doug missing a video game question. Nice.
I'm going to go with Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Snake is not on the list.
This is the worst list ever.
Just it is starting to fall apart on me.
This is a bad list.
But I didn't make it. You guys send your complaints to
Just to clarify, is Mario on this list? Because if so, I'm just calling shenanigans with this.
Somebody's going to have to guess.
Guess Mario.
The blocks from Tetris.
We'll go another direction. We'll go with Link from Zelda to see if the list goes that way.
Link from Zelda is number 6 on the list.
Crap. And my definition of bad has changed totally now, so...
It says,
he's got his moments.
It says, no matter which incarnation of the spirit of the hero you get, expect general evil slaying and genius problem solving. Our hero is always courageous and willing to save the world. All right, Carmella.
Mario.
Number 5 on the list.
Worst list ever.
Mario.
Yeah, we went through.
I would not, very cool and popular character, would not categorize him as bad.
Right, I listed like Dante from.
Devil May Cry?
Yeah, that's not on the list then, because he's bad. But that's not...
You should guess if he's laughing.
A Dante from Devil May Cry.
Not on the list.
I'll say Ryu from Street Fighter.
There is nobody from Street Fighter on the list.
Boo.
I'd say his other guesses, so you can fast track that a little.
I'm going to go with Metroid.
Samus?
Yes.
Not on the list.
Mm.
There are some... to be fair, there's some pretty good ones that you guys aren't close to yet.
Master Chief.
Number 1 on the list. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, that he belongs. He belongs.
Okay.
Gordon Freeman from Half-Life.
Not on the list. I do love some Gordon Freeman, though, but he's not really a bad kind of a nerd.
All right.
Nerds are bad. Look at me.
I'm going to stick with my original statement.
The guy who knocked out Mike Tyson, Little Mac.
He never did that when I was playing. Not on the list.
Sounds like user error to me.
Hey.
Well, he at least beat King Hippo, right?
No, well, he beat Super Macho Man.
Did you beat Glass Jaw Joe?
Did you play Glassjaw Joe?
I forget the character's name, but who was in Splinter Cell?
Oh, Sam.
Sam something?
Yeah, Sam something.
Go for that. Sam something is not on the list.
Oh.
Actually, the guy from Splinter Cell, this list does suck. Complex.com, I'm calling you out. Your list sucks, dude.
Oof. Please sponsor our show.
No, I don't want their money. I only want your money if you're a good company. I got to be able to recommend you. All right, we'll go one more time around. Carmella.
Cloud Strife.
Not on the list.
How dare you?
I'm actually surprised you didn't name number two. I'm actually disappointed in you.
Oh,
but we'll move on.
I think I know who it is.
All right, Doug.
I've been trying to think of like cartoony video game characters since that's where it's going, but I can't think of anything. Well, here's one. How about Rayman from the Rayman games?
Rayman. By the way, Lara Croft was number 12 on the list.
That was close.
Samus was number 11 on the list, by the way. So you guys were in the right ballpark.
Hey, what about Simon Belmont from Castlevania? Is he on the list?
Not on the list.
All right, we'll go real old school and go Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, number 10 on the list.
What? You don't have to count it, but it's like, is Commander Shepard on that list?
Number two on the list.
Oh, Mass Effect, yeah.
Where were you?
Favorite game series.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Where were you?
Did Bowser make the list?
Number 9. Bowser.
Wait, we're starting to get it now.
Carmella just spit off.
We're starting to get it now.
did the Tetris box make the list?
No. They left the Tetris box off.
It's a shame.
So here's the rest of the list. Here's the rest of the list. Just, you know, Kratos from...
Was
number 15.
Number 15.
Oh, he made it top
so the 10. Real, real tough guys ended up being like in the teens, I think. You guys, you didn't get Shepard. Shepard was number 2.
I should have.
Shell from Portal. Was number 3.
I don't even remember her name.
Faith from Mirror's Edge was number 4.
Wow. I love that game, but I would have never put her as
a I would never put her in a bad character either.
Mario and Link. If you had to name the most bad Final Fantasy character, who would you name?
It was the bad guy.
Sephiroth.
Number 7 on the list.
I got the right game.
You did. If I say the next characters from Diablo 3.
Oh.
Who are you going
with? That guy's name.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Her name is Leah from Diablo 3.
Wow.
It shows her screaming. It looks like she's getting beat up. So that's interesting. Number 9 was Bowser, and number 10 was Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I don't know how Donkey Kong makes that list. No offense.
I really don't either. He was a donkey.
He throws barrels. I mean, that's frightening.
That's pretty bad.
All right, complex.com. We're calling you out.
Yeah.
That was a bad list. So we thank you for that warming up Chris question.
And if people want to send in their warming up Chris questions, where do they send it to?
Easy for you to say.
I can't say it.
If they want to send in a warming up Chris question, they can send it to warmingupchris, all one word, @yahoo.com. All right, we are about to get on to the show. Here's how today's game is going to work. It is me versus Tim, Doug, and Josh. It's a 3-on-1, guys. And Carmella will be asking today's question. So, Carmella, take it away.
Ready to get started?
We are.
All right. First category, oddly enough, bad video game characters.
You are lying.
I am lying. Category is going to be in music. On the cover of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, what is the top color of the separated beam of light?
All right. We wrote down a wrong answer, so.
Yeah, we're locked in.
What do you want your team? You want to be Team Collusion?
Yeah.
River City Collusion.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
Okay. We're the collusion.
The mnemonic for rainbows is the Roy G. Biv thing. And a prism would typically break up a beam of white light into a rainbow. So that would mean it would either be red or violet, depending on which direction. I'm hoping that they were scientifically correct. So I said red.
All right. What'd you guys say?
We also said red.
The answer is red.
Nice. Sarns.
Yeah, that was a music question disguised as a... the other way around.
Scratch that, reverse it.
Yeah.
Well, this one isn't a lie. Next category actually is in science.
Sarns!
Within 3 years either way, how often does Halley's Comet return?
Within 3 years either way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are locked in.
We're locked in.
Oh, I just locked in too.
Oh. All right. Well, I just... You know, one of those things where it's in your Rolodex, so I just had an idea. Josh gave me a face like, yeah, right. And then Tim said, I kind of agree. So we're going to go with, we had two different numbers, one apart. So we're going to cut the middle and say 77 years.
Right. So somebody said 76 and somebody said 78.
Correct.
Yep. Who said 78?
Tim. And
you said 76.
Tim, it's a podcast. You have to use your words.
Yeah.
It's not a video podcast.
You can't be quiet. You can't raise your hand. You got to talk.
He's going to do sign language the entire time. Even though the microphone's in his face, he's very confused by all this.
I wrote down 76. I think it came around in 1910. And I'm pretty sure it came around in 1986. So I said 76.
So the answer is 76 years. You both got it right.
Woo.
Nice. You guys got a space question right.
We did. Didn't even study.
That's funny. The fact that you guys... So the team over here thought Chris would be asking the questions. You guys said that you studied for Chris?
No.
But
no, we didn't. But if we knew Carmella was asking the questions, we would at least brushed up on space a little bit. we listened to the show. She has quite a few space questions, so...
You can like say space. That again. Spice.
Spice.
The final frontier. Y'all.
I don't really have an accent, but for some reason I had one there. All right, so final category in the round is going to be in movies. Who sang the theme song for the James Bond movie Thunderball?
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I was hoping you would pick more recent.
Man, I don't know any freaking...
Like Skyfall?
You know I don't know any James Bond questions.
That's probably the only one I know. Well, I know Madonna did one,
you said pop culture. I did pop culture.
You should not talk out loud.
Well, that's not the answer.
Yeah, I wasn't going with Madonna. No. He's okay. There's a lady who did, like, 10 of the early ones, and I don't remember who that was. I'm locked in with a terrible answer.
All right. My knowledge of Thunderball, that's one of the older ones.
Any idea the year?
Are we talking Sean Connery old or Roger Moore old?
I think it was Sean Connery. I remember hearing that this was one of the better old ones. I haven't seen many of the older ones. I've seen like Gold. I don't even remember. Gold. Gold Member. That's awesome.
Gold Finger.
I saw the spy who shagged me too.
Like, yeah, right. And I think Thunderball, I thought the Bond girl in it was a singer. And I have this weird guess in my head. And if y'all have no idea, we can go with it. But I think it's too late. It's my person's an 80s person. And I think Thunderball is like late 70s. So it's probably incorrect. But for some reason, I just can't get it out of my head.
Just go with it.
Let's go with it.
Well, it's really awful.
So well, you can actually you can tell them what it is.
We have gone with your awful
answer. I'm locked in. You guys can actually say who you think it is and talk about
it.
So who are you thinking it might
be? I'm thinking Sheena Easton for some reason.
So now that you guys have heard Sheena Easton, what do you think now?
I don't know who that is.
she was in the 80s. So let's just go with it.
All right,
if it's right, it'll be like godlike. And if we're wrong, then I'm just a person with a dumb answer. All right, so that's our final answer.
Sheena Easton?
Correct.
All right, I think it's 70s too. I said Carly Simon.
I think she did do a Bond.
I think she did too. I'm hoping for the best.
Well, this answer is not unusual. It's Tom Jones.
Oh.
You didn't say girl in the question?
Nope.
I just said Ricky.
So my answer is terrible, so just scratch that from there.
Tom Jones, Sheena Easton, who knows the difference?
If you could just edit all of Doug's diatribe out, that'd be great.
So going into the second round, it is 20 to 20. We both missed a James Bond question. No surprise for me to miss James Bond.
Miss a movies question. Breaks my heart.
But to be fair, that was really music.
True.
Yeah.
To be fair, that was really terrible.
To be fair, it wasn't Sheena Easton.
It was not. Hey, I didn't criticize. Well, maybe I did.
All right. First category of the next round is going to be in people. What Nobel Peace Prize winner said power is the ultimate aphrodisiac?
We're locked in with the wrong answer. Yeah.
Okay. So... Nobel Prize. Actually, I was thinking it might be Gandhi, but I think I heard the other day when we were recording a show that Gandhi wasn't even a winner of the Nobel Prize. So I eliminated him. Mm-hmm. I do know Martin Luther King Jr. won a Peace Prize. I know Barack Obama won a Peace Prize. I'm pretty sure I feel like Nelson Mandela won a Peace Prize. I wouldn't be shocked if Teddy Roosevelt won a Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Nelson Mandela.
All right.
You want to go with the funny answer?
Well, our fake answer was Hitler, which is probably not right.
Almost certainly not a Peace Prize winner.
And then I don't know why it popped in my head, not really knowing too many Nobel Peace Prize winners, but just going off the quote, sounded to me like that might have been Churchill. So that's what we went with.
I considered Churchill, and then he left my brain, and I forgot to bring him back. So it does sound a lot like Churchill, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac was actually said by Henry Kissinger.
Oh, I didn't realize Henry Kissinger was a Peace Prize winner.
It was much debated over his Peace Prize.
Oh, was it now? Yes. Similar to a certain president I know.
Hanging in there.
Who got it for apparently being himself.
Yeah.
Well, we both sucked at that question.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next question is going to be in television. The popular HBO series, Game of Thrones, is based off of what book series by George R.R. Martin? In.
The book series isn't called freaking Game of Thrones?
I can't tell you that.
Damn it! I've never read a single one of these books. I've never watched the movie.
Well,
It's a TV show.
I've never watched the TV show.
I stopped
either.
Watching the show after the second season, but I've read all of the books.
It's still awesome.
So it's a fantasy setting, Game of Thrones. It's set in Westeros, so maybe it's called like the Westeros Chronicles or something like that. There's a character who's like the mother of dragons. Maybe it's the Mother of Dragons saga. I've never seen a single one of these books. I'm surrounded by books. I've never seen one of these.
They're great books.
Yeah,
they're
thanks.
Wonderful books.
Awesome. I'm going to call it the Westeros Saga.
All right. What do you guys have?
Josh, I'll let you take this one.
It's A Song of Ice and Fire.
So the first book in the series was called Game of Thrones, but the series itself is A Song of Ice and Fire.
Song of Ice and Fire.
Yay for nerds.
I don't like anybody. I don't like anybody in this room right now.
You love us.
In what way?
I don't know. You keep inviting me to come back, so you must like me a little.
That is a mistake.
Yeah, well.
All right. All right. Question three.
All right. It's going to be in history.
Oh.
Is it Game of Thrones history?
Yes. Name five of the 8,000 houses.
We're locked in.
What American city hosted its first marathon in 1897?
All right. I'm locked in.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm not going to change it.
Well, the reason we were laughing is because I wrote Boston or New York on my piece of paper. And at that point, Tim shows me his piece of paper, and it says Boston or New York on it.
And mine says nothing, because I would have wrote the exact same thing.
What's ironic is in my head, I was debating back and forth between Boston and New York.
Yeah, right, that's what I mean.
So, unfortunately, we can't solve this the normal way that we would, by flipping a coin.
Rochambeau?
No, usually we flip coins.
You can flip a coin?
I don't have a coin. My gut says Boston, but if it's New York, it wouldn't surprise me at all. But I just feel like the Boston Marathon is the more obvious, popular one. So, but which makes me think it wouldn't surprise me if it was actually the New York Marathon. So, you want to go with Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Boston.
All right, so we're going with Boston.
Josh, you said my logic exactly. Boston is the more popular, more well-known one, so I went with New York.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That sounds about
game
right.
Game theory.
So, it also could be Carmella coming up with Boston as a right answer just to torture me because I hate Boston.
I was going to say it's Jonathan's favorite city on earth, Boston.
Yeah.
Game theory.
Really, you just need like a Carmella theory.
I didn't get any right in that round. It's 40 to 20.
And we're going to move straight along to the final question now.
Which is in Game of Thrones.
God. I just... Everybody out.
All right. First category in the round is going to be in movies. In the early 90s movie Dave, who played the double role of the president and his lookalike?
Oh, my God.
I'm locked in.
Is that a person?
Yeah, it is.
I read on Kevin Kline, but I don't know if that's a real actor's name
or
not.
No, it is. I think you're right. No, it's coming back to me.
So Kevin Kline?
Yeah.
Or should I have the right name?
That is.
So I wrote down... Kevin Kline, and I think it was with Annette Bening, was his vice president or love interest. Never saw the movie, but positive is Kevin Kline.
And the answer is Kevin Kline.
Yay! Good job, Josh.
All right, next category is food and drink.
You're up, Tim.
Is that a fat joke?
No. When we play trivia,
I see how it is.
When we have produce or alcohol drinks, Not that he's an alcoholic.
By the way, quit clanking your bottles together, dude.
Speaking of alcohol.
We just looked at Tim.
Hey, that's, okay.
All right. Blue Mountain Coffee comes from what country?
This is probably one of them.
Why nobody likes you. Oh, my God. Blue Mountain Coffee?
Come on, Tim.
I can tell you where Green Mountain Coffee comes from. I can give it a state. Don't quit looking at me like that.
You said nobody likes me.
Liking you less.
We like Carmella. Thank you.
That's a comment, Doc.
I know. No, but I'm... No, but I'm trying to give you an area to think about.
Well,
you pick.
All right, I'm locked in.
All right. Well, first we tried to think very hard if there was a place called Blutopia, but we couldn't think of one. And then I wrote down South America as a say like it's probably in there, and they're like, of course, making fun of me that that's not a country, and I mean,
we are collectively awful at geography.
True, so we are terrible sure geography.
It's important to me that you know that that's not a country.
Yes. So we allowed Tim to pick whatever he wants because Josh and I have no idea. Neither of us drink coffee or know any countries. So
take it away, Tim. It's
dealer's choice, then, I guess. Yeah. When I think of coffee, the obvious two that kind of come up are Colombia, Brazil, but then there's also Ethiopia, and then...
You wrote it down. Was that a legit answer?
It was.
I thought you were being sarcastic. Okay.
Since my nephew's adopted from there, I know a little bit about the
coffee
place.
Exports of Ethiopia.
It is. It's their number one export. And then, of course, there's United States, because out in Hawaii, I think they do grow coffee beans. But I'm going to go with maybe the not so obvious
Boston.
it's from Westeros.
I'm gonna go with Ethiopia.
Wow.
God, I hate it when people do this. It came down to me between Colombia and Ethiopia.
Oh wow.
Ethiopia's a very mountainous region. It's actually they consider it the water source for most of North Africa because it's the mountains and the water flows down through there or from there. But I chose the opposite. I went with Colombia.
Oh, no.
So did you know that in Jonathan's world, Boston and Westeros rhyme? The answer is actually Jamaica.
Oh.
It comes from Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica.
We'll take that as a wash. That's a path.
All right. Last category in the half is going to be in sports. What sport involves terms like the snatch, the clean, and the jerk?
I'm locked in.
All right. Well, he's locked in. You guys can talk.
So we were weightlifting, and Tim wrote rugby.
No, it's this.
It's got to be weightlifting.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, we're overruling you.
Yeah, we're going weightlifting.
Fine. Final answer, weightlifting.
I wrote down weightlifting.
It is weightlifting.
Yay. Tim knows his coffee exports.
What?
But
what?
Not his weightlifting.
You're like giving me looks like you just don't like me.
I'm glad it's finally coming through.
That was the adult question.
So at first you said snatch. I was like, oh, it's Quidditch. And I was like, oh, it's a snitch.
I thought she was going to be like an adult-only sport.
Yeah, I did giggle when I wrote the question.
The snatch, the finger, and the jerk.
I heard that too.
Wow.
I was like, and Tim was at the Double D Ranch earlier. Maybe they played this there.
Well played.
All right, going into the half, it is 60-40 in favor of the team collusion.
Yes.
All right, so your midpoint question is going to be in science.
Science.
The cerebral cortex of the human brain is separated into four lobes. Name the four lobes.
Wow.
I know three of the four instantly. I just cannot think of the fourth. I'm gonna hate myself.
I'll go ahead and lock in.
I watch a lot of true crime, and so a lot of brain injury. So some of these have probably come just from watching that. I mean, I took anatomy in high school, but so you want me to give my answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You showed us a trivia show. We have to tell them what we guessed.
Oh, we do? Oh, is that how this works? Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
it's not the honor system.
Three that I think are for sure. We have the frontal lobe, the temporal lobe, and the parietal lobe.
Oh, wow.
And the last one, which I think is the one in the back, maybe, even though I didn't write anything that's associated with back, I wrote lateral, but I know that's not right. But I couldn't think of it. I thought it starts with an L, but LL sounded kind of weird too, so I don't know. So
we did not have the same answer. I've never even heard of the parietal lobe. What were the four again you said?
Temporal, frontal, parietal, and then my fourth horrible answer.
That's interesting. Okay, so I said frontal too. And I believe that one of the other ones is the occipital lobe. Mm. And occipital,
that does sound
occidental, so or the occident, is a prefix. Oxy is a prefix, I believe, meaning eastern. So I have a feeling that they are directional names. I was trying to think. There's also a prefix meaning western that I cannot think of, or I would have used it. I said the frontal, the anterior, the occipital, and the neocortex.
So your answers are the frontal, the occipital,
nice,
the temporal, and the parietal.
We named all four, but you got more than I did.
I would have never thought of that one. That was good. That was a good pull.
You guys are doing really well. It is 75 to 50 going into round four. Before we go into round four, we're going to talk a little bit about Loot Crate. As you know, Loot Crate is a sponsor for Trivial Warfare, and they are a subscription box service that you can use to get some of the cool gamer and geek kind of items that you cannot get anywhere else. One of our guests, Doug, today is a subscriber to Loot Crate. So, Doug, how have you liked the service?
I like it. I have bookshelves of just trinkets, nerd trinkets. So I just add those to the, you know, I have my Alien versus Predator figure up there from Loot Crate.
Which one did you get? Did you get the Alien or the Predator?
I'm more of an Alien person, but that's okay. I'll accept it. The t-shirts I actually got in my daughter's size because I'd like her to make her wear nerdy shirts that she doesn't appreciate all the time. But
plus, you might good still day. Be able to fit in those.
No. Of course, she doesn't know. Like, I think the last one was Labyrinth, which she has no idea what that was.
Oh, how old is she going to be when you let her see that movie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's not that bad. No, it's just weird.
I got Chris's Labyrinth shirt.
That's the same shirt he's talking about. I know. Yeah. It was funny. Carmella was like, can I have that? I can have that. Thank you. And he's like, yeah, you can have it.
He's not a Bowie fan. So I'm like,
oh, and she wears beanies too. So she took the Daredevil Punisher beanie too.
That was a really good quality. Beanie. Nice. I thought that was nice. Yeah, man. So if you're interested in getting a wall full of trinkets, kind of like Doug's, Loot Crate's a great way to do it. And if you want to do that, you can sign up using our code to get $3 off your first month's box over at lootcrate.com/TWA. All right, guys, let's get on with round four.
All right. Round four, first category is going to be in geography.
Thank you, Jesus.
What country lies between Spain and France?
I'm locked in.
Okay. Well,
we can talk now.
Yeah, we're going to be horrible. Sound like idiots. Okay, well, I know to the west of Spain is Portugal.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's Portugal. Oh, wait, no, that's on the...
Yeah, so then there's Spain. And so Spain and France connect it somehow? Or is there...
I'm assuming there's literally... It's like a sandwich, and this country's in between them. That's how I'm guessing this works.
I assume it's not the UK.
It is not.
Oh, all right.
Well... By the way, we are all for geography.
Just so listeners...
Oh, everybody just realized that. You didn't actually need the preface there.
Right, we should have said that we're just nerds that like movies and video games, not history or geography.
So it's going to be a smaller country.
Name some smaller countries that it could be.
Well, normally when we go small countries,
we go Morocco. Right, we have a...
Love their moles.
Right, so we have inside jokes.
You're all Hanna-Barbera on this.
We have inside jokes, so when we play trivia and geography comes up.
We always guess Jordan if it's the Middle East.
Right, if it's Middle East, we always write Jordan because it's right like 50% of the time, it seems like. If it's a small country, we usually pick one that starts with an M, which is like Morocco.
I like Morocco for this.
Hey, let me think for another minute here.
Okay, Josh is going to somehow think of this.
He's going to think back to that Mediterranean cruise that he took.
Yeah, he's the only one that's actually been to Europe from all of us, and he still never doesn't know any of those questions.
Well, I did a college summer semester there.
Then I sailed over to Italy, so it's not Italy.
Let's try to see this. Jog your memory banks. Where'd you do a college semester?
Well,
where's Monaco?
That's the other M country.
Yeah. That's a smaller country, right?
Ooh, that's where they have like races.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that one better than Morocco.
Okay.
Morocco seems more like the Mediterranean area.
Oh, I thought you were going to say maracas because you were doing your hands. Oh,
that's where the maracas came from, right? No, I like that one.
Monaco?
I like that. Yeah.
That's where they got gambling and... Wasn't there a James Bond movie there?
Well, they do. I think Monaco GP is a video game, so I'm just going to relate everything to video games.
Okay, we're going to go with the hopefully right answer, but probably wrong answer of Monaco.
All right, what do you got, Jonathan?
I don't actually know where Monaco is. I know where Morocco is. That's in Africa.
Oh, good. We didn't go with that. Shoot.
I think Monaco might be on the coast, too. I don't know where that is.
So what's the right answer,
The Jonathan? Right answer is Andorra.
Oh, really?
Andorra. It's not sandwiched. It's not like from tip to tip. It's a little ball in between them.
The little teeny tiny country that is about, it's less than 500 square kilometers, Andorra.
Wow.
Sadly, I don't even think I've even heard of it.
You have now.
Now I know.
Star Trek had Andorians.
Oh, were they from Andorra?
I'm pretty sure they weren't. They were blue and had antennas.
All right. That next category. Mountains.
More geography, please.
No, it's sadly not geography. It's going to be in people.
Okay.
Mm.
What actress said, if you give a man a free hand, he'll run it all over you?
What?
If you give a man a free hand, he'll run it all over you. What actress said that?
For clarification, was this in a movie?
Or just a quote that she said?
Just a quote.
Just a quote that they said.
Right.
I'd go with your first instinct, Doug.
You like that one?
Yeah.
All right. We'll lock in.
So the first name that jumps to mind is Marilyn Monroe. And I feel like you almost have to go there with this question because it's such an obscure quote. It's not a famous quote that it has to be an uber famous person for it to be memorable. The other direction would be to go in and to try and find stronger women who were fed up with the establishment and rebellious in a sense. So a name like Susan Sarandon comes to mind. And she was in the news recently for wearing flats at the Cannes Film Festival or something like that when you're supposed to wear heels. I think about the older actresses, Raquel Welch's, I didn't just lost all my old actresses. What happened to them? Betty Davis and those guys, the pinups, Greta Garbo. Better safe than sorry. I'm just going to go with Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
We were on the same wavelength because I figured if it was someone modern, it'd be just like throwing a dart at a dartboard. And so I tried to think of older people. The first one that came to my mind was Mae West because she was kind of snarky. And then I thought of Marilyn Monroe too. And I was like, well, and then Tim suggested just go with the first instinct answer. So we went with Mae West.
Okay.
She was known for her double entendre. It was Mae West.
Yeah.
Wow. That is impressive, guys. Wow. Good job, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
She come up and
I've never seen a Mae West movie.
Right. She was snarky. That's why I thought that would be her.
So. Oh my gosh.
She said stuff like that all the time.
Really, yeah. Really good. Okay.
All right.
I'm done. I'm going to go home now.
Tapping out.
Moving to the final.
All right. Last category in the round is going to be in music. What rock band is fronted by Darius Rucker?
Oh, we're locked in.
You want 3-2 on that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Three, two, one. Hootie and the Blowfish.
It is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, going into round five, it is 95-70. Haven't made a comeback at all here.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, you know, maybe the comeback starts here.
Challenging questions for me today.
They are. Well, you did tell me to go pop culture.
I know.
Yeah, no, in Jonathan's defense, we encouraged him to do more pop culture questions so we could actually compete.
And what did I say that was going to happen?
Right. You said that was a great idea.
Freaking slaughter me.
I have no concerns about doing this.
So you're saying Mae West is pop culture?
Right, yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Fair point. No, I'm not.
All right. First category in the round is going to be in sports. What Major League Baseball team plays at Kauffman Stadium?
So I'm locked in.
Yeah, oh, that's not a surprise.
You guys can talk about it.
And
can you repeat the question?
Kauffman.
Sure. What Major League Baseball team plays at Kauffman Stadium?
Okay, right, so she says play, so it's a current team.
Right, so let's drag this podcast out for 2 hours by naming every stadium we can that's not Kauffman.
Not going to bother me.
Turner Field is Atlanta Braves. Wrigley Field.
Wrigley.
Fenway. Yankee Stadium.
Right.
That's where the Yankees play.
The Rays. Rays.
They play Tropicana Field? Jonathan says yes, I knew that, yes.
I don't think it's the Marlins. That doesn't sound right.
Kauffman.
No, it's Kauffman.
Can we get
Kauffman,
a spell?
Right?
Kauffman.
Can we get a spell check on that?
It's the freaking Undertakers.
I was going to say, that could be the Braves this year.
K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N.
Oh. Like, I was going to say, it was Andy Kauffman.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Andy team.
If you believe they put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
I don't know any, like, if that's a business or...
Well, I don't think it's Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. I wonder where the Brewers play. I mean, I know Milwaukee, but...
All right, let's write that down as a possibility. Brewers.
You would think that would be named after like a...
like a...
Beer.
A beer, right?
Maybe Kauffman is Australian for beer.
That sounds right.
It's Andorran. Andorran for beer.
Wait, what?
We could probably go in with the beer logic. We could probably rule out St. Louis.
Yeah, they play at Anheuser Stadium.
Yeah. Bush something.
Bush Stadium.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do the other route and think of ones we don't know. There's San Diego. Yeah. They still have a team, right?
Do the Giants still play at Candlestick?
I don't think it's the Mariners.
And she said stadium, so that would rule out any dome, wouldn't it?
The Astrodome. They still play the Astrodome. It's like, take out the Astros.
Diamondbacks. I think we're just going to have to come up with a guess here.
I don't think it's the Rockies.
And Rangers. There's Angels.
That's a little thing, though, right? The Astrodome?
No.
Kauffman.
Sounds like an appliance store. Come on down to Kauffman Appliance.
There's the Indians, right? Cleveland Indians.
Right, because most of those California teams are probably going to be like...
The Minnesota Twins, they play in a dome.
Yeah.
What's that called? They don't.
They don't play in a dome anymore? No. Now he's just
How do they deal with snow?
Now he's just trying to confuse us.
It's summertime. It doesn't snow much.
Oh, baseball's playing in the summer?
I'm not familiar with snow. What is this? This is Florida. I've heard of this mystical precipitation called snow. Can you tell me more about it?
All right, we're going to... What do you want to go with? It's probably one we haven't even named yet.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Hang on, let me just think for a second.
Kauffman. Right, it does sound like a commercial you see at like 12:30.
Hey, do the Orioles still play at Camden Yards?
I think so.
Right, why can't she name one of these ones we actually
Kaminsky is the White Sox, or it used to be, right?
Them. Yeah.
All right.
Could it be a new team?
Could be the Royals.
Ooh.
I'm fine with that.
We can go with that.
All right, we're going to go with the Kansas City Royals for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Just because he thought of it.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No way.
It's a 2015 world champion, Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals.
Okay, we're just gonna end this show right now.
I cannot believe
I just Jonathan that answer.
I cannot believe
I Jonathan actually, that.
I was afraid the whole time that when they named the Royals, it would sound familiar and it would go for them.
Oh no, it does not sound familiar at all.
But it rhymes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, man. Freaking A.
By the way, Milwaukee's stadium is Miller.
Miller.
It is Miller.
And, okay.
Freaking
the Rockies play at Coors.
Oh my god! San Diego's Petco. Name all of them, and you guys freaking look into that.
The Twins play at Target Field, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Target Field.
Because that was a question.
Where they used to play the Metrodome?
Yes.
Okay.
It's funny now.
My baseball knowledge stopped at like 1994 when the strike happened. Yeah, like
that sucked. So it didn't make up any ground
there.
That
was amazing.
Worst round ever.
We channeled
it only just started.
No, but that was so irritating because it felt good until the very end.
We channeled our inner Jonathan there.
Hey, how's it feel? Like That's not actually how I get to answers, by the way. Yeah, we listen to your podcast. You just like in the last video, you're just like, here's the answer I'm going to go with. And it happens to be right. Like, how's it feel for that happened to you?
The funny thing is that answer that I go with is always one that's in the back of my mind that I just don't say until the end. This is different than what you just did.
That one was just random.
Yeah. So this is an appropriate time to say it's better to be lucky than good.
Yes.
In this case.
Bam.
All right. So the next category is going to be in television. Within 2 years, either way, when was the first commercial aired?
Oh.
Wow.
Holy shnikes.
Was this not the pop culture you guys were looking for?
These are not the
not
pop
the droids we're looking right. for. That's for sure.
It's a good question, though.
Was Mae West in it?
It's for denture cream.
No, it's Harry Kissinger or Henry Kissinger.
No, it was his brother Harry.
Guy's name was like Heinz or something like that.
In the middle of a question, Josh is literally sitting on the ground playing with Rambo.
If he doesn't know it, he checks out.
I can tell.
We don't know it either, but
he's like
it was that, within 2 years.
That one
either
kid
way.
In your elementary class that just can't sit still.
All right, I'm locked in.
Was that within 2 years either way?
Yes. 2 years either way.
Is that the one you want to go with?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you can give me 2 decades either way, and I probably still wouldn't get this right.
I mean, I was trying to. Are you locked in? All right, I was trying to like go back to those like. Shows they used to air, like, in the 80s, maybe later, you know, the 50th best commercials of all time. They don't really do those kind of shows anymore. But I'm sure I've seen one of those shows that probably every one of them talks about the first commercial. And I'm sure it was probably for something like...
Something from Kaufman's Appliance Store.
Which isn't even a real place.
It was probably like coffee or something. It probably was something like that. Like, I don't even know when TV was invented, so... You said television court. Yeah, it was a category. Okay.
I think
television was like late 30s, 40s area.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I thought 50s was too late. So I pointed to Tim, 40s, and then he came up with 1947. So that's what we're going to go with.
All right. Jonathan?
I don't know the answer, but it had to have been before I Love Lucy because they spoofed a TV commercial on I Love Lucy with the Vita Vita Vegemite or whatever it was. Vita Vita Vegemite something. I said 1949.
Oof.
All right.
Please be 49.
Please be 50.
So, actually, the first commercial aired during a Dodgers and Phillies game in 1941.
Oh. A lot earlier. Wow.
It was for Bulova watches.
For what?
Watches.
Bulova. Bulova. Watches.
Interesting.
Otherwise known as Bulova.
First,
I don't know.
It's still a current
Beluga
company.
Watches.
Whale?
Do I wear a watch? I use a phone like normal people.
Yeah.
No ground being made up in this round.
Right. The phone, the watch business and the flashlight business.
Camera.
No more.
Yeah. Camera business.
It's dead.
Except for the high end.
Calculator.
It's true. All right. Last category in the round is going to be in literature.
Literature.
What is the name of the second book in Stieg Larsson's Millennium series?
Oh.
Jonathan really hates me today.
I'm really not doing well. You keep asking these questions about things I've never even heard of.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think what that one was, too.
I'm locked in with nothing
I knew that this was the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
Wait a minute. Read the question again.
What is the name of the second book in Stieg Larsson's Millennium
maybe
series?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I
heard the author's name wrong.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what this series was. And I've seen the original movie. I mean, I'm going to sound like an idiot if this is some other totally different book. But I saw the foreign films, and I've actually seen the second one. I haven't seen the third one for some reason. I just never did. And I couldn't remember what the second one was called. We wrote all three of them out. And
assuming we're thinking of the right
series. Now that you said it, it may not be right. And so in these series that we're talking about, the other two books are called The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest and The Girl Who Played with Fire. And I couldn't remember which one is which. Josh had a hunch and Tim had
the same hunch.
So we went with The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
I heard the question as Steve Lawson.
Oh.
I didn't hear Stieg Larsson at all.
She had the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo right there.
Yeah, I know.
So we were right with the right series?
It's the right series.
Yay. We're not totally dumb.
He has to give his answer first.
However.
My answer is totally meaningless. It was just a joke. I said another 1,000 years because I've never heard of Stieg Larsson or his Millennium series.
Would you have gotten it right had you heard it correctly?
I would have said The Hornet's Nest.
Oh.
Well, it was The Girl Who Played with Fire.
No!
Jonathan's like, Jonathan's like redeemed.
No, not redeemed. I don't know how I did that.
You got
it
wrong too.
Well, since you said however, I was like, we picked wrong. Should have flipped a coin.
Going into the final round, It is 105 to 80. You're winning by 25 points.
Oh, we're already at the final? Oh, the final round.
Final round.
All right. First category in the last round is going to be in mythology. In Norse mythology, what is Yggdrasil? I can spell it for you if you want.
Spell it, please.
Yggdrasil.
All right, I'm locked in.
I want to preface this that the only things I know about mythology is from the video game Age of Mythology, which is a real-time strategy game that I actually wrote the strategy guide for. It's on Amazon. Just look for it.
Well, the only thing I know about
plug
is in...
It's not even in print.
I think it was Dragon's Quest 8.
Yes, video games.
And Yggdrasil was like a heal-all, like, potion. But I don't think... Like,
well, yeah, but now you're making me think it might be...
A shield?
Oh, yeah, I guess, well, why am I writing when we can talk
yeah,
about it?
Yeah. Yeah. You're awesome
yeah, but,
podcasting.
I mean, Norse mythology, there's not going to be a healing potion.
I think it was like a plant.
Oh. All right.
I don't know if that's a good enough answer, but we're going to say like a plant which heals people.
Okay.
Just don't be a shield.
Sound confident in that.
Yes, yes. Please don't let the answer be a shield.
So I said it's a tree.
Oh.
It is a tree.
Do we get credit
it's,
for that?
No, because you said a plant that heals people. It's the world tree.
It's the tree that the... It's basically the universe.
It's basically, yeah.
All of the different worlds sit on the branches of the tree.
So I can actually connect Yggdrasil to a video game. In Tales of Symphonia, the bad guy is named Yggdrasil. And then they eventually named the world tree after it.
Tales of Symphonia? If I know said, I know a lot about video games.
If I said plant, would you get it to me?
No.
No, I would have said, can you be more specific?
Carmelo plays a lot of RPGs.
Been, so that's good.
Okay. So next category is going to be food and drink.
Tim?
can we each have
can
our-
you help me?
Well, apparently, you know,
I'm not good at food and drink.
My food and drink stuff isn't really helpful to anybody. What kind of flower produces vanilla pods?
It's not the vanilla flower. Just checking.
It's a specific category of flower.
Wow.
Come on, Tim.
It's the flower from Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
A power flower?
That's right.
Or a fire flower.
I am locked in.
All right. So, I mean, the only thing I can think of is, I know, like, on jars of vanilla extract. It's a white flower. But the only white flower I can think of is a carnation.
Yeah, and it's...
or a orchid.
Just doubt it's that. And
a dogwood.
It's a bean, so the Madagascar vanilla bean is kind of where most vanilla comes from.
Magnolia?
No.
I'm just going to name flowers until you...
That'd be great. I don't think it's a rose.
Can we get Kansas City Royals out of this?
For some reason, the thing that pops in my head is the anise flower.
Okay.
Because there's also a spice called anise.
All right.
And I almost think that, like...
Is it vanilla-y?
Well...
Have you ever eaten it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. See, the problem is and it's more like... I want to say it's like... I believe it's licorice. So that's where I'm a little... Mm-hmm. Not quite sure, but...
See, the problem is I've heard of this before, and I've never heard of that flower before.
Okay.
All right, Tim. Just go for something. Make sure you pick an actual flower.
Make sure it's white.
Dogwood's still out there.
Someone over here said orchid earlier, so I don't know. Heck, let's just go with that.
There's no way, but fine, whatever.
I don't think it's an orchid, because I don't think it's a flower on there, but I don't have a better answer. I hope it's not carnation.
that's what happens with three-people teams.
Yeah.
So what's your answer, guys?
Pick an answer, Tim.
Every time he tries to pick an answer, you're like, but it's not that one.
Yeah.
No. But Tim, you go.
We'll just go the off-the-wall one then and go with anise.
Jonathan?
It actually sounds pretty good. If I'd have thought of that, I would have said that. I said the cacao flower. Maybe it comes from the same tree, branch, bush that the chocolate stuff comes from.
Well, boys, it is an orchid.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You talked the man out of it. Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
There are people listening who knew the answer. And when you said it, they're like, yes, you got it. And then he leads them to it. They're like, you guys are so good.
And anise is definitely licorice.
Yeah, wow.
And it was white.
I never heard that before in my life.
Well, I hadn't either. In Josh's defense, I was just throwing darts.
They made you look bad there, Tim. You were on it. You were there.
Well, I chose incorrectly.
Yeah, you chose to listen to your teammates.
They're the ones who said orchid.
Yeah, and then they said, but not that. Yeah. Literally, he said, said orchid.
He said that. I was like, I've never heard of that. I've heard of this answer. So he went, whatever.
Exactly. He said,
trying to get in our head.
Somebody said orchid. Why don't we go with that? No, I don't think we should go with that. That was just a joke.
Last category before the final is going to be in history.
Oh.
Initiated in 1983. What was the Strategic Defense Initiative more popularly known as?
Oh.
You want to 3-2-1 that?
Hold on.
Evidently not. So why don't you write it down?
All right, I'm locked in.
Well, the first thing that came to my head was, wait. Oh. We're going to go with, no. Our fake answer is Skynet from the Terminator.
Skynet confirmed.
I'm pretty sure it's Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
The answer is Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we got a history question right.
Yeah.
Of course, it was disguised as like a Star Wars question.
That's right.
Going into the final, the score is 115-100.
Wow.
Ooh.
Collusion in the lead.
The pressure's on now.
All right. So for your final, your category is sports.
Oh, great.
Come on, stadiums.
Place your bets.
I have my number circled and written down.
Tim?
Thinking through the game theory here on that one.
Look at what you've started.
I've started to lose. That's what I've started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with
that. Our wager is locked in.
Yeah, we are locked in.
All right.
So, your sports question is, place these players in order of when they were inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, earliest to latest. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Walt Bellamy, Larry Bird, and Gail Goodrich.
And that the Walt was
Bellamy.
Walt Bellamy.
So it's a good start when I only know two of them, which are obvious too. I mean, not even know, like, not when they were, but just they exist.
Yes, I'm also aware that two of these exist.
Sweet.
I think of Bellamy. I've got that song Poison in my head.
That girl is poison.
And that's Belle Biv DeVoe.
See, you say Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy. Who I think like Bill Bellamy. MTV, right?
Yeah. BJ.
Okay.
That's where I'm at, so that could help you out some.
Okay.
It was Gail Goodrich.
Earliest
last name?
To latest.
Gail Goodrich.
Earliest to latest.
Earliest to latest.
She drives me so out guess, of my mind.
I guess, John, just let us know when you lock in.
I've only heard of two of these guys, too. The tough part with Carmella asking a sports question is that she may not actually know who the well-known people are. And so it's not like she's picking four people where she's like, this is a good spaced out. I like the way this looks. This is like random Hall of Famers, 1, 2, 3, and four. Here we go.
Don't take this. We love Carmella.
Am I wrong, Carmella?
We love Carmella.
I thought I picked good names.
You very well may have.
Don't.
Just because nobody else in the room's heard of them.
Well, in our defense, we don't know basketball.
Look at you trying to... Oh, my gosh.
Are you locked in, John?
I am locked in. It's okay, nonsense. Wait, hold on.
Are you sure you don't want to just draw names out of a hat?
No, because I think this one is before that one, so I can get that much.
Well, and I agree with you.
Okay, well, here's what I'm basing my knowledge off of. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in the movie Airplane, which I assume was done after basketball occurred, right? Probably? He was playing basketball when he was in that movie?
Pretty sure.
I think
really?
He was.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, oops. Yeah.
I mean, but, I think the last two are Larry Bird and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so yeah. I think this is a coin flip with the other two before that.
So which one do you think is last, Tim? Bird's got to be
Well,
last,
I think
right?
I think Bird came after Kareem.
Okay.
The one thing I'm wondering about the other two, because they just don't...
With our wager.
Their names don't sound that big, so I'm wondering...
They have torn up our wager.
Wow, so you're harassing Carmella, too?
Tore up their wager!
Well, I know what it was.
I can rewrite it. It's fine.
You have to have a wager written down.
It's the same one.
So,
oh, my God.
I'm wondering if the process is similar to...
Like 5 years? Like, I don't even know.
No, I'm thinking more like baseball, where like the... Once you're on like the first couple ballots, then you come off and you have to wait for the like the old folks group.
So you're saying that these guys could be so unknown that they get in when there's not anyone good to put in.
Well, football's the same way. They usually have like five current players and two like legacy players, whatever they're called.
Oh yeah, but then we'd be just throwing darts at this point.
Well, we know nothing about basketball except that we know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Larry Bird existed.
And that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was an airplane. An airplane, yes. I've never actually heard airplane used as a logic for a sports question.
Hey, we do whatever we can do. Well, do you have an order then? Because we'll go with whatever you're going to
like a chef salad.
I mean, guys, it's not too late to draw names out of a hat.
Okay, we could just draw. We could make the show interesting. Tim, you want to just draw?
Josh has got a hat.
I know. Do you want to just draw?
Yeah, the only caveat to that is if...
If Kareem's before Bird, you want to reverse it?
No, no. Oh. Kareem is before Bird.
That's what I mean. I meant the other way. Yeah. So you want to... And if that occurs, then we...
Redraw.
What, redraw?
Yeah.
Okay. Prepare everyone for the next 50 Larry minutes Bird's of drawing. Last? This is great radio show.
Great,
we have
podcasting here.
They have dumped their names into pieces of paper inside of a hat. Okay, and pulling them out.
The first one, the earliest, right? So the earliest we're going to go with is Gail, whatever it's like, Goodrich. What is it?
Because I'm like, money?
Blank no, sheet of paper. Paper.
Walt. Walt. All right, so we're going against Tim's theory.
No.
We should just say Kareem.
And then Jabbar and Bird.
Okay, so then Jabbar and Bird. So we're going to go. This is our final answer. We got Gail, Walt, Kareem, and Larry Bird as our final answer.
Didn't know you were on a first-name basis with those guys.
Yeah, sorry. Gail and I are tight.
We're going to text him after this, just let him know that they came up with this question.
If he's still alive.
Oddly enough... The order that I came up with was Goodrich, Bellamy, Jabbar, Bird.
Yeah.
So you guys picked the same thing.
We have the exact same order.
Oh, so now it comes down to
wrong.
The vote.
Please be wrong.
Yeah, we don't know what's going
to happen. Please be wrong.
So in 1993, Walt Bellamy.
1993?
1995, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 1996, Gail Goodrich. Wow. And Larry Bird was not inducted until 1998.
Hey, we got that one right.
All right.
Man, I'm shocked because I truly thought that Bellamy and Goodrich must have been early players. And well, I wonder Kemp's if it was a veteran's right. theory. I wonder if it was that because I felt like Jabbar was going to be late 80s, early 90s. And I knew Bird would have been after the Olympics, at least 4 or 5 years after the Olympics.
Oh, yeah,
good point.
So I that's why I put those guys earlier. So I bet every single point that is the first time in Trivial Warfare history that I will end with 0 points. I wanted to go for it.
I am so sorry.
we bet 14.
Yeah, we bet 14.
So even if we missed it, we would have still...
That was a very smart wager. So you guys finished with 101 points, which is 101 points more than I did.
I assume we're going to go up on the Wall of Fame at some point, right?
Oh my God, they beat you.
Yeah, they did beat me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
They go up on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where's the Wall of Fame?
Even though we did modify the questions a little bit, so it's kind of touchy.
We will settle for a stocking.
Yeah, we'll take a stocking.
They were kind of hard questions, though.
You know, they were hard questions.
You toss out the Game of Thrones question, and I think they were pretty...
That's amazing.
We'll come back for it. We'll come back for a straight up...
Oh, yeah, you're like, now that we've already won a game, we'll do a normal show.
We'll get shut out next time. We have this.
I mean, we're playing with house money at this point. We're good.
Wow. All right. We need to do a warhead of the week.
Are any of these guys warheads?
I don't know. Are you guys warheads officially? I don't believe you are.
Up at the website.
I did write a review.
I'm pretty darn sure that you're not actually warheads. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well,
which review did you write? Which one were you?
I
did it like on the way over here, actually. I'm not going
to lie. See if it's
tonight
up
you have
so
50.
You can read it. check to see if it's up yet.
And it won't show the verbiage until like 8 to 10 hours later.
So we'll make sure it's
really
on the
clever.
Next one. Right. It's really clever.
Oh, I bet. Let's see here.
I tried to suggest that he review a like car repair podcast.
Just something totally different.
Right.
Like 5 stars.
That would be
change my oil thanks to this.
These guys gave me the best lube job. All right. Our warhead of the week today is Apu Borkar. Apu, thank you so much for listening. We know you are on the Trivial Warfare Army Facebook group. We like Apu. He's the man. He said he actually gave a shout out to one of his friends inside of his submission. He said, my good friend James Hoover, who's also a warhead, turned me on to you guys as I was driving up from Baton Rouge for work. So, Apu, we really appreciate that you're a warhead, man. Thank you so much. All right. We also have a review or two to read.
You know, we're on the Trek for 60. We're currently sitting at 57. The review this week is from Flip Flop Miller. Flip Flop Miller said, "Great show. Thanks for making a positive and upbeat trivia show with wonderful guests. I've been blowing through the past episodes. It's another win for Jonathan." Except...
not today.
Not today. Why did I read that?
Like, I think it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not feeling so hot anymore. We also had a new review from Show Me Your O-Face at Baywatch.
Wow.
How much do you want to bet? How much you want to bet that's Mark?
That's so Mark.
That has got to be Mark.
Oh yeah, because he was a guest in Baywatch.
That's right,
extra.
So he says, "Best podcast alive. I love turtles." I know that's the title of his review.
That's got to be Mark.
I don't know where the turtles come
from. Wait, you
from.
Haven't seen that?
I'm sorry.
Meme?
This is the greatest review ever, just based on what you said thus far.
No. I like turtles.
Yeah, you haven't seen that internet video?
No.
Oh, the little zombie kid?
Where have you been living? Zombie, yeah. I like turtles.
Just like YouTube turtles. Search, I like turtles.
Okay. So, anyway, the person who we imagine is Mark says, "Of all the podcasts I listen to, this is by far the best. Best banter, best questions, best guest host, especially the ones named Mark." No, he didn't say that, actually. "Best production, bar none. I may be partial because I know these guys, but I challenge you to find a better all-around trivia podcast. Thank you very much, Mystery Caller." All right, guys, we are going to wrap it up. But before we do, I want to remind you that we have an awesome group at, if you search for Trivial Warfare Army on Facebook, you will find an awesome group. You ask to join, I will say yes, and I'll only kick you out if you're a jerk.
Or you spam.
Yes, I have kicked out a couple of spammers.
Oh, really? Someone spammed the group?
It's just people whose profile is designed to spam.
Right.
Yeah, they fake you into accepting them, and then they hit you with ads. But maybe more importantly is the Patreon page. As you guys know, we do have a Patreon page out there for anybody who would like to support the podcast financially. As little as $1 a month, which is, 25 cents per show, which is basically 2 cents per hour. If you want to pay me 2 cents an hour, go on to Patreon and give me $1 a month. It's not that much, guys, seriously. So we look forward to you guys checking that out. That's at patreon.com/TWA. All right, guys. Any last words before we check out of here?
Hey, Darcy. Hey, Kaylee. In case you listen to these, love you guys.
Oh yeah, we do have a fourth trivia member that comes to a pub trivia with us a lot. My daughter Alyssa, who participates in our trivia, she never doesn't know the questions. She's known a couple, which is awesome. But shout out to her.
Okay, Tim. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Jonathan, you're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
His name's Jonathan? Oh. Seriously?
Yeah, I
heard that, and I'm like, well, who's saying my name on his phone?
Hey, Brendan, too, but he's not going to listen to this podcast. He's
oh, poor, my
so.
God.
Love you, too, Brendan.
All right. Without any further ado, that's Carmella, that's Doug, that is Josh, and that is Tim. My name's Jonathan, and this has been Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.
Deuces. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Trivial Warfare. To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or in any other good podcast app. And find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare.
Oh, he just started telling me about his trip to Baton Rouge.
I think that's wonderful, actually.
Not something I'm really interested in reading.
No, you should read the entire thing now. He took the time to write it. You should appreciate it.
Literally, he's like, I've been up here for 3 weeks.
I was born on a cold Tuesday morning.